We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
An analysis of what we witnessed from one of the greats of all time, Mr. Ray Dittiger, NBC Sports Philadelphia. Hi, Ray.
Morning, Ange.
Let me start with this, Ray. We were at a tribute to Big Daddy Gray. It was a private event on Saturday, and we were talking about his great stage plays, and I couldn't stop thinking that you have one, too, that people can see, Tommy and me. How do they get tickets?
All I have to do is go to the Delaware Theater Company website. Well, call the box office, you could, or you could go to the Delaware Theater Company website, and there's the link to Tommy and Me, and you can go online and order your tickets. It's the play. We open October the 6th. We run through October the 17th. There'll be 14 performances in all, but the tickets are on sale now. So folks want to come out and see Tommy and Me, better get online quick, because I've already seen some of the, they're already showing limited availability for some of the shows. So if you want to come and see it, you better move quick.
A brilliant performance and a brilliant play written by the great Ray Dittiger. All right, Ray, before we get going, I want you to hear a member of the Niners explain what happened in the game, because in some ways it parallels what you and your partners were saying in the post game about the psychology of when suddenly you realize, okay, we're going to be fine here. George Kittle captured the whole game in 30 seconds afterwards. Here's what he said.
Because it was 3-0, and then they had the touchdown that got called back because he was out of bounds. So we were 10-0, then back to 3-0, then we had a block field goal. It was just a wild, you know, range of emotions, kind of like a roller coaster. But just the fact that we were down 3-0 at the two-minute warning, we're like, all right, well, we have a chance to go down. We can tie or we can take the lead going into halftime, and we know they get the ball. So, you know, we have to, you know, finish this half with the football. We can't give them another chance. And once we scored that touchdown, it was more of a, hey, look, we stopped shooting ourselves in the foot. We can move the ball on these guys. Just got to not hurt ourselves and, you know, just make the makeables. And that's what we started doing the second half. We came out and started running the ball really well, hit those outside zones, and, you know, the game took care of itself. You know, we just started making plays.
Ray, missed opportunities cost them the game, right?
Totally, yeah. It's. I've heard so many people, like I got a ton of emails waiting for me when I got home last night, and people saying, oh, the Eagles should have won, they should have won, they should have. Well, no, I think that's stretching the point. I mean, the 49ers are a better team.
Right,
let's
are.
Just start with that.
They are.
But yeah, it's fair to say they could have won, and they were in a position to win. But that's what's really frustrating about it, is early in the game, they really did have control. The defense had shut the 49ers down. 49ers didn't even get a first down in the first quarter. You know, Jimmy Garoppolo is all over the place throwing the ball. And the Eagles' offensive line is moving it. And they really did have control of the game. But, you know, you begin to feel the momentum swing a little bit with the blocked field goal. And then comes the series down inside the 5-yard line where the game clearly turns. And when the Eagles come away with that with 0 points, and then the 49ers get the ball and drive it 97 yards and score right before halftime, then from that point on, yeah, the 49ers were in control of the game.
Right. The thing about it was, I got the sense that the Eagles had them in their hand, and then that sequence of plays just before they botched the new Philly special, whatever you call it, completely changed the psychology of the game. What I'm trying to understand is that that's a guy who – is supposed to be good at calling plays. Why isn't he quarterback sneaky? Why isn't he just pounded in the middle? I don't understand. And I just talked to him, and I still don't know for sure why he selected the plays that he did. Does it make sense to you?
Not really. I mean, not in a practical way. I mean, look, he's an aggressive play caller, and he's kind of a forward-thinking play caller, and he doesn't want to do the obvious. He wants to kind of draw up something that he feels that gives his team a tactical advantage. I'll give him something they're not looking for. But, you know, sometimes the obvious is the right way to go. You know, I mean, there's nothing wrong with if you got first and goal at the 1 yard line, there's nothing wrong with the quarterback sneak. I mean, you look at the 49ers yesterday, they had Jimmy Garoppolo sneak four times. You know, they had Jimmy Garoppolo sneak four times. And
yeah.
Guess what? It worked every time. Okay, they either got the first down or they got a touchdown. So, you know, you had to do that. And the fourth down play is the one that everybody's going to focus on. But, I mean, I just thought it was and look, give Nick credit. I mean, Nick, after the game, said, put it on me. It was my fault. I made the call. It was the wrong call. And he's right. It was the wrong call. Because one of the things that play only works if it's an utter surprise.
Yeah.
That only works if the team is caught completely flat-footed. And by design, you had to know it wasn't going to be a surprise because you put Greg Ward on the field, who has hardly played at all. He played like 16 snaps in the first game. So you're putting a guy on the field that hardly plays anymore, and you're lining him up at a position where he never lines up. Okay, he's a slot receiver. So you put Greg Ward on the field, and you put him as your split wide receiver. The 49ers have like 22 coaches, and they're all watching the game. As soon as that happens, the red flag goes up. As soon as that happens, either coaches on the sidelines or the guys up in the booth, or maybe both of them, start alerting the defense something's coming. And it's going to go through 84 because there's no other reason for him to be on the field. And so there goes the element of surprise. And, you know, he caught the Patriots with it at the Super Bowl because they never saw it coming. Well, yesterday it was clear that the 49ers saw it coming, and once they did, then the play had no chance.
I just want you to know, Ray, Mike Quick said, oh, razzle dazzle, before they snapped the ball. He knew it. And he wasn't game planning. He knew it. Rookie mistake, right? That's sure. Something a novice does.
Well, yeah, for sure. But I think when they – listen, he didn't – you know, Nick just didn't pull this out of the clear blue sky
right.
at that moment. I mean, this is something they clearly talked about during the week.
Yeah.
And in an offensive staff meeting, or they should have. And as soon as Nick suggested it or put it up on the board or whatever, yeah, I mean, you got eight other coaches in the room, any one of whom could have just said, hey, you know, coach, no, I don't think so. If you're going to put Greg Ward in the field in that situation, 49ers are going to know something's coming here.
Yep.
So, yeah, I don't think this is such a good idea. I mean, it's obvious to me, and if it's obvious to me, it's sure going to be obvious to the 49ers.
All right, Ray, what do you do when you have a player on your team in his fifth year who keeps doing stupid things like Derek Barnett? That was a dumb play that really negated the last opportunity the Eagles could have to win. What do you do about it? Because I asked Nick this, and again, he didn't want to point the finger at any one guy. But at some point, the guy's got to mature, doesn't he?
You would think. If he were a first-year player, you'd say rookie mistake. And that doesn't forgive it, by the way.
Right,
that doesn't
right.
forgive it. But you're just saying, oh, it's a rookie mistake. Well, no, he's no longer a rookie. He's not even close to being a rookie. And the problem is he does this all the time. He commits these dumb personal foul penalties in situations that just, well, there's no good time to get them. But he seems to get them at particularly crippling times. And that was a huge play in that game. A huge play in that game because, you know, you've got them at second and eight, I guess. The play itself loses seven more yards. So now if the fumble goes out of bounds, if he just doesn't hit Hasty and knock him down with that ridiculous late hit, you know, the 49ers are looking at third and 15. They probably don't even convert that, and you're going to get the ball back. But now you give them a personal foul penalty. You give them a first down. You give them a new set of downs, and they run another 2.5 minutes off the clock when you don't have time to give. You know, you needed the ball back. You had a perfect opportunity to get the ball back, and Derek Barnett throws it away with just an absolutely stupid, pointless play. It's very frustrating. Look, I was a guy that liked Derek Barnett coming out of college. I was one of the people that, you know, before the draft said, hey, if they have a chance to get this kid, they should go get him. Well, okay. I mean, I've been disappointed in his play really throughout his career because he's never really developed into the player that I thought he was going to be. But the most frustrating part of it are these kinds of plays, and they keep recurring.
All right. Now, Ray, you guys made a great point there in the postgame show about how there was such a lack of just intermediate pass play.
Right.
There were deep balls. There were real quick swing things. Nothing in the middle of the field. Very little use of your tight ends. I don't understand that. Isn't that where you could find a vulnerability in the Niner defense?
Yes. Yes. And to me, that was one of the more frustrating things about it. If the 49ers have a weakness, it is their defensive secondary. I mean, that was true coming into the season, and they've now lost probably their two best players since then. And that was why coming into the game, I really thought the Eagles were going to win this game. I really did, because I thought the matchup of the Eagles' skill position players, even though they're young, I thought gave them a decided advantage over the 49ers. I mean, the 49ers, my God, they re-signed Josh Norman before this game. Norman's as old as I am, and I just celebrated my 75th birthday.
Wow, congratulations.
So, why, thank you. So they put him out there, not just on the roster, he's starting. So the opportunity was there, I thought, to make plays. And they took their shots down the field. I mean, Jalen Hurts lofted 7 deep balls in this game.
Wow! Wow.
And you said they had the smoke screens and the bubble screens, and they did that stuff they normally do.
Yeah.
But they didn't exploit the middle areas, that 10 to 20 yard intermediate pass, which is really where I think the better opportunities were. And that was, you know, again, that you trace that back to Nick. That's the play calling shortfall that I'm sure the coaches are going to talk about a lot this week.
Ray, you do it. Tommy and me, get your tickets now. You're running out of time. On Thursday, when Ray is in, he will address the key question of this week, and that is, are the Cowboys the best team in the NFC East? We will deal with that and other fine matters when we talk to Ray on Thursday. Ray, it's always an honor. Thank you, sir.
Take care, Ange. See you Ray. Then.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!